Thank you for taking the time to call. This is Lori.
I'm Jerry from Restorify, part of Intoxilog. Hey, the call is recorded for quality. I just want to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware of what that is?
No.
An expungement is a way to get rid of your DUI from public view so it doesn't show up on background checks.
Okay.
We offer you a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work for you. Instead, we'll let you do it in your schedule at your own pace for a fraction of the cost. Can I walk you through a process? It's very straightforward. It shouldn't even take me a minute to explain it to you.
You go right ahead.
Appreciate that. So if you're interested, I'm going to help you create an account online on our website, and we're going to start a pre-screening process to make sure that you're not going to waste your money or your time doing this.
So wait, hang on, back up just a sec. You said you're with Intoxilog?
Yeah, it's a new service Intoxilog is offering. It's called Restorify.
Okay.
That is correct. We are with Intoxilog.
Right, no, I just wanted to make sure that you were with Intoxilog, because that's who I went through. So.
Yeah, yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
good.
We are.
Good.
So,
okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead and explain.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, the pre-screening just ensures that you're not going to waste your time or money by going through this process, right? We'll let you know if your DUI is eligible to be expunged or not. The pre-screening is free of charge.
For how much?
Doesn't cost you a penny. Yeah, it's free of charge.
Oh.
It's completely private. You don't have to worry about your information being sold, shared, or anything like that. It only takes maybe 1 or 2 days to get a response, get an email letting you know if you have passed the pre-screening. And if you have passed it, we are going to give you a call back to walk you through the next step, because we are going to be with you every step of the way throughout this process to ensure that you're well prepared when the time comes and you have another hearing with the judge, right? We're going to prepare you with the questions they're going to ask you, what kind of answers you should give, the documents that you should prepare, everything. Right?
Well, why am I going to have another meeting with the judge?
No, it's going to be another hearing. So you can have that expungement result. The state of Minnesota requires.
Yeah,
it's a requirement from the state of Minnesota. You have to go through a hearing to get it off your records.
Yeah, you know what? It's my second one, so I highly doubt that it can get expunged.
Oh, no.
Highly
that's
doubt
not
it.
That's not a problem at all. Or let me ask you something. Do you have a felony?
Yeah.
DUI?
No.
Or are they just gross misdemeanor?
As far as I know, it's a gross misdemeanor.
Okay. Well, even if you have two of them, as long as neither one of them are felonies, you can apply and get it expunged. We have seen cases of people having up to 5 DUIs, gross misdemeanors, of course, and they do get it expunged. If it's a felony... Yeah, we wouldn't lie to you. It's totally undoable. We can get it off your record if it's a felony. But even if it's 2, 3, or maybe even 5, like I just mentioned, you can apply and get it expunged. That's what the pre-screening is for. We are going to let you know if it's going to be worth your time and money. Right? Worst case scenario, we're going to let you know, and you wouldn't have spent a penny on this.
Right.
So the question I have
you
for you
what,
is
so,
if you are...
So I'm, this is what I'm going to tell you. I was very disappointed with Intoxilog, and I did some investigating, and I know who owns Intoxilog.
Okay.
It's a group of attorneys down in Iowa. And I almost feel like, I don't know, they are capitalizing on people's bad choices. I got that. And you know what? Everybody in this world is out to make money. But I was charged for stuff that I didn't even have. And the way that you get charged for a failure, if you blow or don't blow and it's a failure, I am not a good proponent for Intoxilog, and I tell people my horrible stories of Intoxilog as often as I can, and I actually counsel and help people that have to get one of these breathalyzer apparatuses, I actually teach them, one, how to use it properly, because Intoxiloc, I guess, is so difficult to work with that they can't even find businesses that want to install and service their equipment, particularly here in northern Minnesota. That I found very interesting. I do appreciate you taking the time, and thanks for explaining that, but no, I'm not going to I am not going to bite on anything that Intoxiloc has to offer,
Lori,
because
Lori, no. You know, a simple no would suffice. I appreciate the lengthy explanation, though. You have a good day.